Hey everybody, it's your old buddy Drew. So today's topic is about honey. But it ain't about honey like you thinking of it. It's about something we call a honey wagon. Now if you ain't ever worked on no movie, or maybe you ain't ever worked at an airport, because I understand they got them too. We got these, they kind of got them anyway. We got these things in the movies that we call honey wagons. Now, a honey wagon is a place where you go when you know it's time to let loose. When it's time to go, you know, ring it out. When it's time to go drop some friends off at the pool, if you know what I'm saying. Now, I like the honey wagon. In fact, the honey wagon became very special to me over my years in working in movies down here in Atlanta. Because it kind of became like a nice home. I could read my sides. That's like little books they give you with some of the scenes you're going to shoot that day. I could read my sides. I could read a newspaper. It was always there. You know that Roy Rogers is going to take care of it. Roy's our local man what takes care of the honey wagons. If you know Roy Rogers got your honey wagon, you know you sit for that movie, because you're going to be shooting out in the woods, you're going to be shooting in some different places, you might be shooting in a nice neighborhood, but they ain't going to let you take a crap in them nice people's bathroom, not unless you sneak in there and do it, and even then you better make sure that the bathroom is actually working, because sometimes it's a set, and that has been known to happen. I think you know what I'm talking about. So the honey wagon's a nice place, and if you ain't ever seen one, it's like a trailer. It's like a couple of trailers joined up there, one to the other, and then they hook onto a big tractor that pulls them, just like a tractor trailer. And there's usually, what would you say, about four, five, probably five in a one trailer. And they got doors on them, just like going up to somebody's house. And they got these stairs that fold up and kind of lock into place when they're driving, so they don't drive up and drive down the road and like scrape up against people's car with them steps. That'd be crazy. I bet that's happened before, but you know, that's probably a drunk honey wagon driver did that. So when you got your honey wagon parked, they fold them steps out, and there's a handrail, because it's kind of steep when you go up and to climb up into it. You know, it's like bang, 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 bang. I think it's about four steps to get up in one, because you know that sound. You can hear it. Even if you don't see the honey wagon, you know when somebody's going up into one or coming down, because you hear kind of like a holler clanging, bang, 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 as they go up and down. And it's kind of like being on a boat. Like if you're in there, you know, making some brown, you know what I'm saying? If you're in there like sitting down on the toilet, the thing shakes as people come on, and you can kind of tell, like how far down the line they are from your door, they are by the action of the rocking of you on the toilet. So if it's like really kind of calm, it's way further down, it's on farther down the line, probably down there where the AD's got the office set up. They even set up some of them not as poop holes, but as like office space, and they put a little photocopier in there. But you can tell if it's way down there because it don't shake so much. But if it really starts to shake up close, you can usually figure that you're gonna hear that door in a minute kind of pop open. It makes kind of a clackety pop sound when it opens, because it's one of them lift, you know, like on kind of like some of these cars, like a Toyota or something like that, or a, you know, like a Honda, where when you lift the handle, because everything's, you know, everything's flush on them because they got to be streamlined when they go down the highway. So, you know, you hear that thing pop open. Let's say you and me, we're going in the honey wagon. You're going to do your business. I'm going to do mine. And we go up in there. And so, you know, you clack the door open. And sometimes people have to stand sideways on them, like, because people coming and going, coming out. And it's again, kind of like being on a boat, because everything's small and tight. And small, the honey wagon, the toilet on the honey wagon is pretty small. Yeah, I mean, it is a definitely a miniature of what you got in your house. unless you like live in New York or something like that, where y'all, you know, y'all live like in a shoe closet and pay $1 million for it. So the honey wagon, you go up in there, and in the men's honey wagon, there's two stalls. There's one straight across from you when you walk in, and then there's one, you know, just a little bit off to the right. And then if you go on past that, a little bit further around further to the right, there's a little slot down through there with a stand-up urinal in there, and that works just good, you know, just fine when you just got to, you know, just twist it real quick. So, and then kind of after you step in there, off behind you to your right, if you just turn and reach to your right and put your hand down, you'd land on the sink. Now, and everything in a honey wagon is run out of like one water container. Well, there's two containers. One, you know, one where all the, you know, all the honey goes after you've done making your honey, and it goes down. It goes down into the honey hole. But I think Cindy one time said, they said she dropped her phone down into the honey hole. But what was I? Oh yeah. Everything in there is run off of a water tank, a common water tank. So it's kind of like there's a pump to make the water go. So you ain't got a lot of good water pressure. Like when you're washing your hands, it's one of them deals like you get at the Crystal. You know, you've been out drinking and you eat you some Crystal burgers and go in there and push the little thing down and get the water come out. About no sooner have you pushed the little thing to make the water start coming out, put your hand under it, that it comes out like in a little dribble and stops again. So you ain't got no like straight up faucet, because you know some dumbass would leave it running and empty the water and then couldn't nobody flush. So that's how the sink works. And the toilets are amazing. You know, I guess if you ever had an RV, it's probably about the same kind of toilet. You got your like a foot pedal down there, and you don't run it when you're sitting on it, because you know you might get some backsplash, and you know that ain't good for nobody. So let's say you done your business in the commode, and you get it all finished, and you stand up, and you know when you wear a tool belt. Anybody, even a carpenter ain't ever worked on a movie, or anybody like a policeman ain't ever worked on a movie, knows what it's like to have a tool belt on. It's something to deal with. And when you're in a little bitty skinny honey wagon hole, you know, you kind of turn around real careful in there so you don't get wedged in there. And usually you're going to pop that joker off and hang it on the hook. You ain't going to hang your coat on the hook, you're going to hang your belt, your tool belt on there. But let's say you done finished your business, got back up, got your tool belt back on after serious consternation, and it's time to send that dead soldier on down to the honey hole. Well, what you do is that foot pedal's got two actions. You can push it down, or you can put your toe up underneath it and lift it up. Now, what you want to do is it's got some water in there, so you can go ahead and just kind of push down on it, and the little ball socket rolls back and exposes the pathway on down into the honey hole, and all your honey drops on down in there. But sometimes there's a little bit of honey left over, and don't want anybody else to see your leftover honey. It's just kind of not unless you're weird. So what you got to do is you got to run that toe up underneath that thing and crack it up a little bit. You know, lift that lever up, and I put some water on back. You see the water coming down the bowl. It's kind of like when you flush at home, except it's kind of like somebody's got a little hose pipe and just a little bit of water comes out. So you got to stand there and whistle for a minute while the bowl fills on up, and you get you a, you get you a goodly little amount of water in there, and then you push it down again, and you see if that don't take it on down. And then sometimes, you know, like if the caterer's not too good and they're using some kind of old grease to cook all your food in, which they usually do, I'm sorry, they do, you know, you caterers, y'all do the best you can, but you know, you're cooking off a truck. Come on. Anyway, after you eat with the caterers for about a good week, your body chemistry has changed and your honey's kind of sticky. So sometimes you got to turn around over there and pull you down some paper off the toilet, you know, off the toilet paper roll, and get you a long string of it, and get you some more water back up in there, and you dip it down, and then you kind of float it around. You don't get too close. You kind of trail it around, try to scrub it off, and then you let your paper land on that sticky bit of honey. And then you fill it up with some water, and then you flush it. And hopefully that paper will grab that leftover honey and drag it on down in the hole. And then you're good to go. You unlock the door and get on out of there. Wash your hands. And get on back to set. And they're going to wonder why you've been gone for 40 minutes. But, you know, you got business to do. So that's about all I got for the honey wagon today. It's something you ought to investigate more. You ought to appreciate what people that make movies go through to bring you that entertainment. And I could tell you that honey wagons are greatly respected in the business, because when that is your only outlet for outletting, you know, you ain't gonna poo-poo it. If you know what I mean, that's when them double Nintendos. What it is you got a lot of people respect them. I worked with when we was doing RoboCop 3, our prop truck driver, he set about to build him a honey wagon. And in fact, he was having one built back for him in Texas because he knew it was a good rental, because people will rent to poop. And in fact, like I told you, some of them rooms on the honey wagon ain't for pooping. There's a men's honey wagon pooper, and there's a women's, and that's usually for just a crew. Because the actors, like the middling actors, kind of like the ones that come on for a day or two, they're not really, you know, they don't deserve a trailer, because, you know, I don't know, I like them good enough, but they get a room on the honey wagon. That's where they get to put on the clothes and take a dump, read the paper, and, you know, kind of go hide and try to memorize the lines, because they apparently not good enough actors to do better than that, to be bigger than they are. So that means they can't memorize their lines too good. So I guess it's like a study hall for like middle actors, you know, ain't too good. But they in the other rooms of the honey wagon, them and the ADs, who, you know, they got a pile of crap up in the end of the honey wagon. So that's the honey wagon. I'd appreciate your comments on them if you ever take a dump in a honey wagon, or if you're one of them middling actors that ain't good enough to learn your lines. You know, it's all right, man. I'm in there pooping with you, buddy. Let's go. Oh! All right, y'all, this is your buddy Drew. We tooling on down the road. I remember this one time we was working on this movie called Bay in South Carolina. We was over at the marina at this one place. And they had the honey wagon over there parked, you know, near the boats. And somebody's radio was on. They was still keying while they was in the honey wagon. And they was on Channel 1. And everybody could hear them talking. It was my buddy Joe, who's a prop master, and the dolly grip off the show. And these two pretty tall, big burly guys in there, and everybody heard Joe say over the radio, "It'd be easier. I'm as sure as tight in here. I can't even wipe my own ass. I can't get mom around there. It'd be easier for me to reach around there and wipe your ass." Honey wagon.